Barbie Q. Yours is the one with mean eyes and a ponytail. Striped swimsuit, stilettos, sunglasses, and gold hoop earrings. Mine is the one with bubble hair. Red swimsuit, stilettos, pearl earrings, and a wire stand. But that's all we can afford besides one extra outfit apiece. Yours, red flare. Sophisticated A-line coat dress with a Jackie Kennedy pillbox hat. White gloves, handbag, and heels included. Mine, solo in the spotlight. Evening elegance in black glitter strapless gown with a puffy skirt at the bottom like a mermaid tail. Formal length gloves, pink chiffon scarf, and mic included. From so much dressing and undressing, the black glitter wears off where her titties stick out. This, an address invented from an old sock when we cut holes here and here and here. The cuff rolled over for the glamorous, fancy-free, off-the-shoulder look. Every time the same story. Your Barbie is roommates with my Barbie, and my Barbie's boyfriend comes over, and your Barbie steals him. Okay? Kiss, kiss, kiss. Then the two Barbies fight. You dumbbell. He's mine. Oh, no, he's not, you stinky. Only Ken's invisible, right? Because we don't have the money for a stupid-looking boy doll when we'd both rather ask for a new Barbie outfit next Christmas. We have to make do with your mean-eyed Barbie and my bubble-head Barbie and our one outfit apiece, not including the sock dress. Until next Sunday, when we're walking through the flea market on Maxwell Street, and there, lying on the street, next to some tool bits and platform shoes with the heels all squashed, and a fluorescent green wicker wastebasket, and aluminum foil, and hubcaps, and pink shag rug, and windshield wiper blades, and dusty mason jars, and a coffee can full of rusty nails. There. Where? Two Mattel boxes. One with the career gal ensemble. Snappy black and white business suit, three-quarter length sleeve jacket with kick pleat skirt, red sleeveless shell, gloves, pumps, and matching hat included. The other, sweet dreams. Dreamy pink and white plaid nightgown and matching robe, lace-trimmed slippers, hairbrush and hand mirror included. How much? Please. Please, 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 please. Until they say okay. On the outside, you and me, skipping and humming. But inside, we're doing loopity loops and pirouetting. Until at the next vendor stand, next to the boxed pies and bright orange toilet brushes and rubber gloves and wrench sets and bouquets of feather flowers and glass towel racks and steel wool and Alvin the Chipmunk's records, there and there and there and there and there and there and there, bendable legs Barbie with her new page boy hairdo, Midge, Barbie's best friend. Ken, Barbie's boyfriend. Skipper and Barbie's sister and brother. Skipper's friends, Scooter and Ricky. Alan, Ken's buddy. And Francie, Bobby's modern cousin. Everybody today selling toys. All of them damaged with water and smelling of smoke. Because a big toy warehouse on Halstead Street burned down yesterday. See? There. The smoke still rising and drifting across the Dan Ryan Expressway. And now there's a big fire sale at Maxwell Street. Today only. So what if we didn't get our new bendable legs Barbie and Midge and Ken and Skipper and Tootie and Todd and Scooter and Ricky and Alan and Francie in a nice clean box and had to buy them on Maxwell Street, all water-soaked and sooty? So what if our Barbies smell like smoke when you hold them up to your nose even after you wash and wash and wash them. And if the prettiest doll, Barbie's modern cousin Francie, with real eyelashes, eyelash brush included, has a left foot that's melted a little. So, if you dress her in her new prom pinks outfit, satin splendor with matching coat, gold belt clutch, and hair bow included, so long as you don't lift her dress, right? Who's to know?